In his 2016 budget, Governor Andrew Cuomo proposes investing an additional $100 million in a $200 million grants program that will help pay for water infrastructure projects. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, despite the water infrastructure problems facing central New York, only two municipalities in the region are receiving funding in the first round of grants.
The 45 projects in the grants program are supplemented with $362 million in loans from the Environmental Facilities Corporation. The Village of Phoenix is receiving $6 million, and the City of Cortland is receiving almost $4 million in both grants and loans. So far, no projects were awarded for Onondaga County, although there were 372 water main breaks in the city of Syracuse in 2015. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says for a city the size of Syracuse, these loan programs don't always work.
Municipalities are paying so much money for pensions and health care, we don't have the additional money to move into a loan program.
She says the programs are aimed at smaller municipalities, but $12 million is going to the Buffalo Sewer Authority and $7 million to the Albany Municipal Water Finance Authority. Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow, whose city raised water and sewer rates to pay for water infrastructure renovations, says the program is likely something they would pursue.
My administration will have a very loud voice and display our severe need for funding.
Miner has said in the past that she would be willing to look into loans to pay for infrastructure, and she says it would cost about $750 million to replace Syracuse's 100-year-old water system. She says the most expensive part is digging down into the roads to get to the water mains. In the best-case scenario, Miner says she would combine money for roads, water, and sewers to efficiently repair more miles of roads and pipes. Cuomo's budget also calls for a $22 billion investment to upgrade roads, especially upstate. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.